don't let go and give it with this food without making hole in it. Fine, very good. Now, sometimes you make up a batter and fry three or four of these at a time, and you can use syrup and butter. What would you call these?
Pancakes or flitters.
All right, fine, good. Any other terms? Those are the terms you use. Very good. All right, you went to the store to buy two blanks of flour.
Sacks of flour.
What would you use to make the bread that is not baking powder or soda? It comes in a small little packet and is dry and granular. To help the bread
dry. Yeast.
Right. Alright, the inside part of the egg.
Yolk.
Alright, and what color would you say the yolk is?
Yellow.
If you cook them in hot water, what do you call them?
Boiled eggs.
Alright, fine. And if you crack them, let them fall out of the shells into the water.
Poached eggs.
Alright. Fat salt pork is called?
Fat bat.
What, when you cut the side of a hog, what did you call it?
Middle.
Alright. The kind of meat that you buy sliced thin, did you say?
Bacon.
The outside of the bacon is called? The outside of the bacon.
I heard.
You might call it the same as you call this on the
skin.
Right. You use that term or not, right?
I mean, all the bacon I ever seen had the skin off of it.
Oh, yeah. All right, very good. Let's see, the kind of meat that comes in little links on a chain.
Sausage.
And the person who kills and sells the meat?
Butcher.
Right. And if the meat has been kept too long, you'd say the meat has done what?
Spoiled.
Now, after you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
Fast meat.
What do you call the dish prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
Liver mush.
Alright, very good.
Very good.
I never
did make none, but I just eat it. I have eaten it.
Alright, now this term may not be familiar to you either. This is familiar to her because she's German. Did you ever make anything out of hog blood?
No. Alright. So a man used to drink it though.
Yeah. What's your name? Let's see.
Oh, I've heard of blood puddings, but I thought it's just a joke. I didn't know they really made them.
Did you ever take the juice of the head cheese or the liver sausage and stir it up with cornmeal, maybe some hog meat to cook it, and then later after it gets cold, slice it and fry? Alright. Now, suppose you kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good. What would you call the taste, or how would you describe its condition?
Taste is old.
Alright. Thick sour milk that you keep on hand is called?
Sour milk.
And what kind of cheese do you make from it?
I don't know.
Right. There are a lot of terms for a cheese that's made from sort of a clabbered milk.
Cottage cheese is made from clabbered milk.
Yeah, right. All right. Now, what do you do to the milk the first thing after milk?
Strain it.
What is baked in a deep dish made of apples with a crust on top?
Apple pie.
Alright, fine.